when silence becomes risk. Deaf emergency access, safety, and preparedness. In an emergency, most people reach for their phone without thinking. For deaf and hard of hearing people, that same moment can become a barrier. In many parts of the world, there is still no reliable way to contact emergency services without voice. This is not simply an inconvenience. It is a safety issue that requires awareness, preparation, and action. As a deaf person, I am always aware that in an emergency, communication is not guaranteed. A clear global comparison. Emergency access is not the same everywhere. Countries with developing emergency access systems and available services, United States, call 911 and text 911, supported by the Federal Communications Commission, FCC. Canada, call 911 and text with 911, T911, coordinated by the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission, requires setup before use. United Kingdom, call 999 and emergency SMS, managed by British Telecommunications, BT, must sign up before use. Australia, call 000 and national relay service, provided by Access Hub. New Zealand, call 111 and 111 TXT service, requires setup before use. Sweden, call 112 and SMS 112, operated by SOS Alarm, requires setup before use. Netherlands, call 112 and 112NL app as 112NL emergency app. These systems reflect progress, though availability and performance may vary by region. Countries with limited or no deaf emergency access. India. In emergencies such as accidents or medical crises, there is no consistent 911-style system by call or text. Nigeria. During incidents such as fires or public safety threats, communication may depend on others nearby. Philippines. In natural disasters such as typhoons, accessible emergency communication is limited. Pakistan. In urgent medical or safety situations, direct communication with responders can be limited. Bangladesh. During floods or emergencies, lack of accessible communication can delay response. Kenya. In accidents or security situations, emergency contact options and interpreter support may be limited. Indonesia. In disaster-prone areas such as earthquakes, emergency communication may be inconsistent. In many of these regions, there is no national text-based emergency system. Interpreter support is limited or unavailable, and awareness among responders may be inconsistent. Communication may depend on bystanders rather than a reliable system. Emergency preparedness that can save your life. Preparedness is essential. Before an emergency, register for services, save numbers, add ICE contacts, set up medical ID, enable SOS and location sharing. During an emergency, use text or call, send location, keep messages clear, alert others nearby. Mobile tools such as AccessOS and TapSOS can support communication through text and location sharing. The AccessOS app in the United States supports people with limited speech and can help in situations such as domestic violence. The TapSOS app in the United Kingdom provides similar support. AccessOS, accessos.io. TapSOS, https://www.tapsos.com. These tools are not global 911 systems. Calling 911 versus texting 911. Calling 911 is typically the fastest and allows real-time communication. Texting 911 provides access without voice and is essential when speaking is not possible. Both methods are important. One does not replace the other. The bigger picture. There is no global standard for deaf emergency access. Access is something many of us benefit from, while others around the world still face significant gaps in emergency communication. This difference highlights how important communication access truly is. I believe that advancements in technology will continue to improve communication access for everyone. Not only for deaf, hard of hearing, or deaf-blind people, but also for seniors and people facing unexpected situations where communication can suddenly be lost. In those moments, anyone can become vulnerable. This also applies to hearing people. Access is not limited to one group. It is something that supports everyone, especially in critical situations where communication can make the difference between safety and risk. If you need to reach me, please contact Angela Lin at theangelalinshow.com. Sunflowerly yours, Angela Lin.